Hey detailers, podcast sponsor Joe here from Auto Fiber Australia. As pro detailers, we are all about using the highest quality products for our customers when it comes to compounds, chemicals, and ceramic coatings. But what about microfiber? Are you using cheap towels that get used once and then tossed into the bin? You need to try out our amazing Auto Fiber range of microfiber. Seriously, it is the best stuff going around. Use our exclusive podcast code 15DDUP and get 15% off when you purchase any of our premium Korean or Chinese made microfiber. We have a wide range of products that are tailor made to last a long haul so you get the best value for money and your customers will appreciate it. Go to autofiber.com.au or find us on Instagram to make your purchase and check out our range. Now back to the podcast.
Welcome to the Detailing Down Under podcast, the place for everything auto detailing in Australia right now. Here's your host, Dale Guthrie.
G'day and welcome to the Detailing Down Under podcast. I'm your host, Dale Guthrie. Back into it once again. I hope everyone's nice and busy as usual. So other than that, we're not too much on my front. Other than that, I don't know if you did see the episode from our mates at the Detail Solutions podcast in America. So I was on that on the weekend. So if you're looking, if you follow them guys and after a bit more of wondering what I get up to as well beyond this pod, feel free and go and check the boys out and check all their other episodes out as well. So they're pretty funny to listen to. And yeah, there's obviously a few in our industry already that listen to them and follow them. So it's pretty good. So, but yeah, something a bit different for myself being on the other side of the questions for a change. So it was a bit different. So, but anyway, this one, just a little bit on our new supporter. So you probably remember the guys as Traction Flooring. So they do have a new name out called Sleek Space. So I thought we'll get to the guy on, Sam, to tell us all about it and what's going on with their business and all their floor tiles. So I'll welcome in, Sam. How you going, mate?
Good, Dale. How are you?
I'm very good. So thanks for jumping on and taking the time at short notice.
No, thanks very much for having me.
Yeah, no, it was good. So, no, so yeah, well, I have that was probably the first time I've talked about the name change because we did promote that you guys were on board with us, which is really cool. It's good having a variety of supporters of all parts of detailing. So no matter what product, so, and I think we always talk about with floor tiles is very popular at the moment with people's studios and stuff. And presentation is king around in our game. So how did what's your background and how did you get into the flooring side of things?
So my background really is for the past 15 years I've been involved in the online space in some form or another. Fresh out of uni, I started a business that was in a different industry, that was in the health products industry. So I ran that for a few years. And then I moved into a marketing role with a communications products company. So I stayed that in the role and then went back into the business. So took a dive into business again. And this was just after, just around about the time COVID was ending, where I suppose working from home, I got the bug again and decided, you know, might as well, give it another, you know, dive in and give it another shot. And that's where I came up with the idea of, Traction Flooring or Sleek Space as we are now. In terms of how we came about this product and this the flooring space as a whole. So me and my wife, we built a home And as people do usually, we decided that the garage needed some improvement to the flooring. Like everyone else, the typical options were paint or epoxy or the usual stuff. And at that time, we weren't aware that there were other options out there in the market. Like everyone else, we got epoxy. We decided to go the DIY route. And after a lot of expense in both tools and the actual material itself, we finished the job, but it didn't really turn out the way we had hoped, both in terms of the cost of the material, because it is usually the coverage that was stated on the kits wasn't actually how much we ended up using. We ended up using much more than that, so we had to buy multiple kits and stuff. And just after the whole messy experience, it was, I suppose, the gratification of doing something with your own hands was always there, but at the end of the day, it wasn't the perfect shiny floor that one would expect to come out with. So yeah, and then yeah, when Luke thinking about jumping into the business game again, I decided, you know, this is a problem that needs solving with alternate solutions out there, and yeah, we got to work. Finding a great product to bring to the Australian market.
No, very good. Did you what attracts you to working for yourself? Are you always like that sort of lifestyle as well?
Yeah, I suppose you get to create without limits, I suppose. And also you have it's a very raw experience compared to working for someone else. You're sort of insulated from different aspects of the business, whereas working for yourself, you really I suppose, especially for a small business, you're intimately in touch with every single aspect of the business, both the good and bad, boring and fun, I suppose, but it's a big difference compared to working for someone else. And also, me, someone who's been in marketing for the past 15 years, I've always found people tend to confuse what marketing actually is. Mm. And that for a marketer, that can be sometimes frustrating working for someone else, because yes, there's the fancy ad and the cool website, but at the end of the day, marketing is all about you know, getting the message out there and communicating effectively with the customer and promoting your product. And it's not really about artistic expression or, you know, opinionated, you know, stuff about, you know, what one should be doing. It's a very data-driven, somewhat dull approach to doing things. I suppose being in business for yourself, I suppose you get to focus on, from my opinion at least, on what actually moves the needle.
Yeah, and sounds like you like to be hands-on as well after trying to do your garage floor yourself and everything.
Yeah, also, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Being hands-on, but also, I suppose, like everyone else, you want to save a bit of money. Especially one thing we found out with the epoxy, professional epoxy, it costs quite a bit of money to do. For good reason, because there are a number of steps involved that as a DIY person you tend to sometimes miss or gloss over. Mm. So the one thing we skipped was we didn't give our floor a grind. So at the end, when we finished it, we were thinking that once you lay it all down, it'll sort of cover all the little, you know, tiny potholes and sort of smooth it all out. But it actually didn't happen that way. It doesn't matter how thick you lay it out. So, I suppose getting something done professionally does matter, and it's sort of, there's always a reason why there's a cost involved. But obviously, the way things are promoted, especially with the DIY kits and such, you know, you get the feeling that you can get a professional result yourself.
Yeah, I think everyone's probably had that experience, even with probably putting on a coating or polishing a car. Like, it looks easy on YouTube, but when you do it yourself, it, yeah, there's a bit more to it. So
yeah.
So yeah, did you I know I've with my experience with flooring, because I have some in my studio, and the tile side of things were quite expensive. This was a few years ago now when I got mine, and I would direct. They were from Australia, but they were from America originally, so they are quite expensive. So did you look around any other places in Australia, or you just thought you'd go your own way and get your own?
Yeah, so as with, yeah, we did our research, and we found there's very limited options. Like you mentioned, there's very few brands that were currently in Australia, and the pricing wasn't at the point that I felt was affordable for most people, or at a point where I felt that it should be, because it felt like it was a bit too much, to be honest. So that's where we did the research, and we found, and as with any other product, there's multiple grades of quality that you know you can get, and especially in a molded product like a tile, where there's no moving parts, it really all comes down to the actual material inside. So yeah, we did our research, but yeah, at the end of the day, we decided, you know, we need to get something completely fresh in.
Yep. Can you explain much of the difference, like if people are looking to what the difference is in the tiles? Can you explain that side of things?
Yes, absolutely. So one of the key things to look for in the tile is, like I mentioned, is the material. And in terms of the material, not only which material that the tile is made from, but also how much of it is actually used, because and how densely it's packed into the tile. So one of the ways some suppliers would cheap out would be to use like a lower grade material or a recycled plastic material. And what recycled plastic essentially is, they take a whole bunch of you know, empty bottles and just random recycled waste, plastic waste, and it's usually melted down in small factories, and they form the fibers again. And because it being a recycled product of multiple, you know, source, multiple raw material sources, it's not consistent. So there's a number of things that happen when you get a recycled plastic tile. So they're brittle, they lose half their strength because the top plastic is already aged that's been used. And the way it sets is not even, because again, because the source is inconsistent, because there's so much mixture in the material involved. So the tile is not uniform, and you can actually see from the appearance. And yeah, there's also, there's this level of defect you can pick out. It's also very shiny. You can get the feel that it's not a new product, especially if you've got a benchmark to compare with. It's got a shiny appearance, a very rough, brittle texture. And it's also, but the key thing why it matters is not only because of the appearance, because when you lay them all down and you look at them from a distance, you can really notice the quality look is not there, because of the shiny appearance. The color is very superficial, and also it's not as strong. So it's essentially half as strong. So when you're putting weight on it, or you know, there's different stresses happening on the flooring, especially when you're driving lots of vehicles on and off, and you know that those tiles are susceptible to cracking easily. So one other thing that we always warn customers about is also, because these tiles are, like if you look at a recycled plastic tile, the material is actually it's not coming from a regulated production facility, or because a lot of these tiles are made in overseas. So being made in you know, backyard factories, where you know they've just sourced a bunch of recycled waste and put it and molded in back into the plastic fibers, it's not, you know, you can't be sure what's in there. So it could be, you know, medical bottles that have been melted down, you know, syringes or whatever, because it's just at the end of the day, it's completely unregulated. So you're essentially, there's a level of health risk there as well with this kind of product. So that's why we tend to stay away from it. The other thing is like I mentioned, the weight matters a lot. The tiles, if you look at them, they might look similar, but one tile might weigh 500 grams and the other might weigh, so our tiles weigh 630 grams. So the more material you have in there, the more densely it's packed together, and hence you get a stronger tile. And obviously the size matters as well. Some tiles are, 30 centimeters by 30 centimeters in terms of the size. Our tiles are 40 centimeters by 40 centimeters, also how thick they are. Our tiles are 18 mils, 1.8 centimeters thick. Other tiles in the market, they might be 11 millimeters thick, 1.1 centimeters. So I suppose it's the material is what matters most, and at the end of the day, it's about what and how much you're getting at the end,
Yeah, absolutely. Quality of the product, always good. Do they have a load rating at all?
Yes, so we advertise a load rating up to 30 tons per square meter. So, and yeah, they're probably stronger than that, but that's what we put on the packaging.
I know we got a lot of applications for detail studios. Is there other applications you've had to deal with lately, other than like detail shops, any sort of workshops or any businesses, other businesses outside of detailing?
Absolutely, yeah. So we've got a full spectrum of customers. Obviously, residential garages are a big one. Then we've got the detail studios, tinting shops, workshops like mechanical workshops, and then a lot of people put them in their outdoor spaces. So they do their patios and backyards. Some customers also use them for their spa. Just put them around their spa or pool, because of the self-draining design. It's really an ideal product to be used there, and they're moisture resistant, so you don't have to worry about rot or anything like that. We also have businesses like a lot of food trucks or and trade show events. They use the tiles. So, and we've had some very some good brands who've put their trust in us and purchased the product. And yeah, if you go to our website, you'll see some of the pictures that we've put up there. Some companies also have used our product for their showrooms, so just a product display showroom. So yeah, it's quite a versatile product. And yeah, because of the customizability in terms of the colors and the patterns you can create, we find lots of people are very creative when they use the products. It's always fun to see what they put together.
No, and they're pretty fairly easy, straightforward to install yourself too, aren't they? They just sort of clip in, connect
Yeah,
in together.
absolutely. They just click together. So they've got 24 clips on a tile, so it gives a really good strong fit when they click together. Six clips on each side. Essentially all you have to do is just align the clips and give it a little bit of pressure. You can use a dowel or just gently step on it, and they just click into place. The only tricky bit, I suppose, is when you have to end up cutting them to fit them into a smaller space, which again is not too difficult. You just use any preferred cutting tool. Most customers use a jigsaw, and yeah, as long as you, as they say, measure twice, cut once, you'll be fine.
Do you have any edges to go with them or not yet? Any
Yes,
walls?
so we've got edges in all the matching colors. So we've got 12 colors of tiles, 12 colors of edging. Edges go usually along the entrances where there's a level surface. If you've got a freestanding patch in the middle of a room, then you'd put edges all around the floor, and you've got little corners and ramp pieces that sort of click in all along all sides. But typically, usually people just get it along the entrance. So where, you know, a vehicle is rolling in and off, they'll just put edging there to give the smooth transition to between the floors.
Yeah, and I think it looks better as well. So what would be the most popular colors going around at the moment? What's your biggest orders?
People tend to prefer neutrals. So black, dark gray, light gray, those are the most popular. A lot of people go for a checker look. So they combine like a black or dark gray or a dark or light gray in a checker pattern. It's not too intense, it's easy on the eyes, and it gives off a very classic look. So that would probably be one of our most popular patterns that customers choose.
Yeah, I know. I've got a black and white checker one in my shed, and I think that look of how it looks like it, what did someone used to say, it used to look like a barber shop. So that was my comment years ago once I set it up. So but it still holds up all right. They are quite strong, so I do give them that. How are you going with product? Is it easy to get and doesn't take too long to get shipped over and stuff like that?
It's fairly simple to in terms of the lead time. We've got a regular lead time. We do still struggle sometimes with demand because we do have times when where things are on back order, but we're getting better and better at managing that. So I think it's happening less and on less colors. So sometimes it'll happen on one or two colors that are just more popular than we expected them to be. I think as we go along, we're getting better and better at managing that. But there's always challenges on how we communicate that to the customer, because we have a very firm policy where we don't sell what we don't have in stock. So we've got very strong stock control.
No, that's good. Is there any there's no prep for the flooring before? Like, would you suggest people paint the floor first to have a better look underneath the tile, or just straight bare concrete is fine?
Straight bare concrete is fine. I suppose it really depends on the kind of lighting you have in your space and the colors you're going with. If you've got a really light colored floor underneath, you might want to paint it, but usually with something like a raw concrete floor, because it doesn't reflect light like an epoxy or paint, like glossy paint would, you'll be fine. In my garage, we did epoxy before, and then we put the tiles down, and then when the lights are on in the evening, you can actually see some reflection coming through the open ribs. So that's where, I suppose, but it's not, it really depends on the angle that you're looking at. If you're standing right on top and looking straight through the, down at the floor, that probably you'll see, get a bit of reflection from the floor underneath. But otherwise, it's pretty, they're pretty good at hiding the floor underneath.
And is there much maintenance to do with them? Like, easy to clean out, I believe. And I've seen before some people disconnecting them and hosing their sheds out and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're quite easy to clean. They've got the surface is non-porous, so it doesn't actually absorb anything. And also, again, one of the things that comes into play again here is the quality of the material and the end results that you get with the tiles. So our tiles, they've got a very fine surface finish. So that what that means is the little dust particles, they don't stick on the tile itself. Even though the surface is non-porous, but still, if the surface finish is not smooth, you'll find that dust particles, kind of stick in the little tiny spaces on the surface of the tile. But in terms of cleaning, yeah, you just give it a wipe and you'll be fine. Dust can just be vacuumed out. Just if you run a regular vacuum on top of the tile, you can just suck out all the dirt and debris underneath the floor. If you do have a spill, like an oil spill, you can just spot lift the tile in a section and just clean it out and then put that back in. So, and yeah, like you mentioned, you can hose them down with a pressure washer. So they're pretty solid that way. Don't need to worry too much about damaging them or anything like that.
And just on the spills there, real good if you spill oil on them. That's easy to clean up on the tile itself. No dramas there.
Yeah. So you just wipe it off.
Is there much with the name change, what was the how did that all come about?
So the name change was an interesting story. So we initially branded ourselves as Traction Flooring, and at that time, the vision was all about just the flooring. And as we sort of grew, and customers started asking for other things that kind of once they started doing their garages, they were like, hey, I'd like nice to have some cool lighting, or nice to have some cool little furniture or things that just to trick out their garage spaces. Storage was a big one, so that's where we decided we can't really expand with a name that has flooring in it. So yeah, so that sort of triggered the name change. It was bound to happen, and we just decided it's good to have it just done over with and get it through.
I think I did see on your website. Is there much? I think you're into the, is it the hex lights? Are you stocking them or not just yet?
Yes. The hex lights, then the storage coming through. There's a bit of garage furniture as well. Yeah, obviously everything's on the motorsports inspired theme. And sort of the, I suppose, the garage lifestyle. Those are the things that with the hex lights, we're just going through some approvals at this stage just to comply with the Australian electrical standards. And then once that's done, they'll be available soon.
No, a lot of details. Love the hex lights, so which is cool. And so the storage is there, is that like cabinetry and stuff like that?
Not necessarily the kind of cabinetry like you typically see in garages, I suppose. Like you'd probably get not like the large tall cabinets, the modular storage system. It's more like I suppose more of a stylish kind of storage as opposed to a very functional storage. So sort of striking that fine balance between having something that's not as boring as suppose just like a typical cabinet that everyone's got. It's more it's got more character to it. It's more sort of on the motorsports and sort of garage lifestyle theme. So that but that's the entire direction that I suppose we're heading in. So rather than doing a me too product like everyone's got, it has its own unique character and personality to it.
Is that more of the toolbox drawer sort of look, is it? With all the drawers in them? Is that sort of look?
No, not a toolbox. It's probably it's more of a, I would say something you'd find in a movie set would be somewhat to give a hint in what direction that's in.
Oh, nice. When are you expecting that to start rolling out?
So that's expected at the in the first half of next year.
Oh, nice. Oh, there's a bit exciting things ahead. So, yeah. And you guys are based in Melbourne, that's right?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
Have you got any other resellers or anyone around Australia helping you out?
Yeah, we do actually. So we have a reseller in the ACT, and we've also got a reseller in Queensland. So With those resellers, we're able to offer professional installation if you know you're not wanting to do it yourself. So yeah, we're very lucky to have some great resellers on board.
Oh, that's very nice. Oh, awesome. So, I don't really have much else other than regards to all that. So, if anyone else, I think we were running a bit of a discount as well through what we're doing here at the podcast. So I think it was 10% off. Is that right?
And so with the discount, it's probably, we can do a bit better than 10%, but I'd quote each customer individually. Yep. So I wouldn't want to advertise it, just because it's a very special discount for those in the detailing industry.
Oh, nice. Even better. So now, how can anyone reach out to you, Sam?
So the best place to reach out to us is on our socials. So we've got a Facebook page, we've got an Instagram page. And if you want to go to our website, it's just leakspace.com.au.
Very nice. And yeah, obviously your marketing background is kicked in, because it's, yeah, I'm seeing your ads everywhere. So you're doing something pretty well, so, which is good. And you got your design and quote sort of page all part of your website as well, which is really good.
You can design
anything. Yep.
So we've got a very simple quote form. One of the things we do is if you just after you know, just got a faint idea of what you want, or you know, you just give us point us in a direction and give us some colors, and we'll put together some designs for you. So you don't have to fiddle with you know, any planning tool or anything. You know, it's a very done for you service when it comes to design and quote. So yeah, just kind of give us a brief hint of what you want, and we'll put it together for you.
Oh, awesome. So, all right. Well, if anyone's out there looking for floor tiles, or I know there's some people up and coming moving into some new factories and stuff. So I think the flooring does set it off, and presentation is king in our gig. So I think it definitely sets you apart. So if anyone's interested, reach out to Sam and check out all their socials and website, and you'll get you sorted. So, all right. Thanks heaps, Sam, for coming on.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It was good to hear what he's all about. So if anyone, check him out, and there's might be some handy discounts there for you. So, all right. Well, bit of a short one, but it's a good one just to help our supporters and let you know what they're all about. So, all right. Well, thanks for that, and we'll talk soon. Cheers, guys.
That was another episode of the Detailing Down Under podcast. Subscribe now for everything auto detailing in Australia.